On New York University Week, reducing the rising rate of preterm births is an important goal for the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Jalief Pawlowski, professor of epidemiology and precision health at the Rory Myers College of Nursing, looks into the data to find solutions.
Preterm birth, or giving birth before 37 weeks of gestation, remains a leading cause of major health complications and death in infants and children. Despite medical advancements, rates of preterm birth continue to rise. In a recent study of more than 5.4 million births in California, we examined rates and patterns of preterm birth. We also looked at patterns with respect to known risk factors. Our study found that from 2011 to 2022, the rate of preterm birth across the state increased by 10.6%, with some groups experiencing especially stark increases. For example, we found that preterm births increased by nearly 50% in low-income Native American groups. We also found that rates in preterm birth differed dramatically across groups, ranging from about 5.8% in white individuals with private insurance to 11.3% among Black individuals with public insurance. We identified several factors that may be contributing to these trends. For example, rates and risk factors like having hypertension or diabetes present before pregnancy or having a mental health conditions were found to have increased in most groups, sometimes by more than 50%. Study data point to the urgent need to increase population-level understanding about preterm birth and its long-term impacts, and to prioritize our focus on addressing actionable risk factors. We know, for example, that taking low-dose aspirin can reduce rates of preterm birth in those with hypertension or diabetes present before pregnancy, but we also know that less than 1 in 2 people with these conditions take it. Changing this could go a long way towards reducing rates of preterm birth.
That was Laura Jalief Pawlowski of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.